For the past year, a payroll tax break has, on average, put an extra $1,000 in the pockets of working families. But it will expire at the end of the month unless Congress acts. Democrats are for renewing it, even making it bigger, to spur the economy. Republicans don't want to be accused of raising taxes, and many of them are reluctantly getting on board. But, as NPR's David Wellner reports, the latest proposals for a deal are still running into stiff resistance from the right.
Last week, rival GOP and Democratic plans to extend the payroll tax cut both failed to get enough votes in the Senate to move forward. So this week, Senate Democrats rolled out a new proposal. It would no longer expand the cut to benefit employers as well, but it would reduce the Social Security withholding for employees by another percentage point. At the same time, it would lower a proposed surtax on income above $1 million, meant to pay for the tax break, from 3.5% to 1.9%. Democratic leader Harry Reid declared it a plan Republicans dismiss at their peril.
And like our previous proposal, it won't add a penny to the deficit. It will be fully paid for with a mixture of spending cuts Republicans have already agreed to and a tiny, tiny surtax on the top 0.2% of American taxpayers.
But no new cracks have appeared in what's been a Republican wall of opposition. This morning, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell swatted down the Democratic proposal, calling it a terrible idea.
This was not a compromise. This was nothing more than another bill designed to fail. So Democrats can have another week of fun and games on the Senate floor while tens of millions of working Americans go another week wondering whether they're going to see a smaller paycheck at the end of the year.
2 hours later came another proposal to extend the payroll tax cut. This time it was bipartisan, sponsored by Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill and Maine's Susan Collins, the only Republican who voted for the Democratic plan put forward last week. Like that plan, Collins said this one targets the wealthy to offset the cost of the payroll tax cut.
Our bipartisan plan is fully paid for with a 2% surtax on those who earn $1 million or more a year, but, and this is critical, with a carve-out to protect small business owner-operators.
Collins said she hoped her fellow Republicans would have a change of heart because of the protection her bipartisan plan provides for small businesses. But when Leader McConnell was asked about the plan later, he gave it a thumbs down.
I am not in favor of raising taxes on working people.
Still, McConnell said he does favor extending the payroll tax cut in its current form. He said he expected a solution to come in an end-of-the-year legislative package from the House. But Reid, his Democratic counterpart, said Senate Republicans should be taking the initiative.
Hopefully the Republicans will come forward with some proposals. You know, they have been totally silent. As you learned probably earlier today, the House isn't going to even try to do anything this week. They've given up.
And that, Reid added, is not a good sign. Still, since Congress generally never does anything until it absolutely has to, there's still hope some deal will be reached, keeping the payroll tax cut alive next year. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.